Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. As usual, it is your boy, Mr. Rose. DJ, you know what to do, DJ. Take us out, DJ. We got to talk to the people. DJ. Friday, June 24th, 2022. How are you? Right before the weekend, I hope you guys and gals are winding down. I know we have a full day of work ahead of you. And I mean, if you don't, great. I hope you are in a place where you can hit the beach and go and relax and wind down, or, you know, do what you got to do to just go into the weekend and relax, you know. We're halfway through the year. Man, it's July 1st next week, Friday. How is this happening, folks? Where is the time going? I know the time is flying because we're having fun, right? I know the time is flying because we are having fun. There's just, you know, I'm glad that the world is opening back up. You know, so many things happening. Next week, I have my first in-person speaking conference. In person. I haven't done an in-person event in over 2 years. And in that 2 year period, you know, I've been able to grow my brand, you know, to where it's at today. We still have a lot of work to do, but I've been able to, you know, I've made some strides over the last 2 years. And so, you know, this event that's coming up next week, Friday, you know, this is going to be the biggest event that I would have done in my career. And again, in person, right? I've done a lot of really cool events. All virtual, but this is like the first one that's going to be in person. There's going to be a proper crowd. A lot of the stuff that I've done before was, you know, workshops and teaching, you know, a lot of workshops before. I've done a lot of workshops prior to the pandemic, but like this is like the first one where like I think my brand is solidified in a way, and the types of people that are going to be in the audience are going to be very different. And I'm finally going to be, you know, doing that in-person speaking gig, however you want to put it. But yeah, so I'm excited. I am definitely excited. Yeah, it's been 2 years that I've kind of just been, you know, these are the things, you know, I've wanted to do, you know, when I set out. And I started to do a lot more speaking gigs and a lot more workshops over the last 2 years, you know, these are the moments where I was like, man, I can't wait to get to that point where, you know, everything is different. The crowds are different. The people are different. You know, you're hitting that stage in a very different way, you know, so I'm excited. But anywho, beyond that, today, June 24th, we also have the Innovation Series by Flow Business. So if you are, you know, a small business owner, we have, not even just if you're a small business owner, but today's speaker is Mark Farrell. Mark Farrell is the youngest VP of Starbucks ever. He's also Trinidad descent. And he has his own company called 10 to 1 Rum. And he made Forbes because Ciara, the singer, has become an investor into his company. So he's been making, you know, waves for a very long time. Anyways, he's going to be the speaker today. That kicks off at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. So it's 10 a.m. in Trinidad and Tobago. That's 9 a.m. if you're out in Jamaica. All right. And I am going to be doing a workshop on 10 ways to create revenue streams, 10 ways to create digital revenue streams within your brand. And I should be coming in at around 10:30, 11 a.m., somewhere there. So if you want to check that out, it's free, you know. I'll post the link in the show notes and you guys can jump in and watch it. All right, that's going to be today. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so today's episode, I'm going to cheat today, right? I'm going to cheat today because I'm here thinking, you know, I have the workshop to do. And then right as soon as the workshop's done, we got Digital World Radio Show on Freedom 106.5 from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. So it's a long, long day for me today. And last week I did an hour episode. Then I did the Flow Innovation Series, did the workshop, and then right into it. Like as soon as I logged off the workshop, I logged right into the radio station and did the 3-hour show. And listen to me, by the time I was done, man, I turned off the computer. I didn't even put it to sleep. I turned it off. I jumped in my bed and I slept for 4 or 5 hours after that entire day. It was just a lot of talking, a lot of engagement, a lot of energy that you have to expend, right? Because the energy for the podcast is one. Then it's the energy in the workshop. And because it's, you know, it's live and there's people, you know, it's a different kind of energy that you got to bring. And then radio is another piece of energy too. So I was pooped. And so for this week, what I'm going to do, not for this week, but for this episode, I'm cheating. What I'm going to do is my interview with Kalila Reynolds out of Jamaica, the Money Moves series out of Jamaica, sponsored by Exim Bank. I did an interview with Kalila and that came out yesterday. And we were talking about TikTok for business, why Caribbean businesses or why businesses in general should be on TikTok. We talked about strategies to use to grow your TikTok following. She has a healthy TikTok following. My TikTok following is pretty good as well, and I've been able to grow it within the past couple of months. It's been much easier. I've grown way faster on TikTok than I have on Instagram, right? So we spoke about strategies. We spoke about the reasons why you should be on it. We spoke about, repurposing the content, what types of things you should be doing on the platform. We spoke about a bunch of different things. So that interview came out and that's going to be today's episode. It's going to be the interview with Kalila Reynolds for the Money Moves series, talking about TikTok and why businesses should be using TikTok, all right? So I hope you guys enjoy. Again, this week, I'm cheating. You guys will catch a brand new, fresh episode next week. This interview just came out yesterday, so again, a lot of people haven't heard it. And we already know the Digipreneur FM podcast family is a completely different family, you know, that may not be, you know, listening to, you know, or seeing me on other platforms, all right? So Kalila Reynolds, Karen Rose, Money Move Jamaica, TikTok for Business. Let's go.
TikTok is the easiest way to go viral right now. So why aren't more Caribbean businesses taking advantage of this platform? I'm Kalila Reynolds, and it's time for another episode of Money Moves JA, brought to you in partnership with Exim Bank's Business Advisory Service, giving you the tools to grow your business. My guest today is an online business strategist. His name is Karen Rose. Welcome, Karen Rose. How are you doing?
I'm good, Kalila. How are you?
I am not as good as you. You're joining us all the way from Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago. Sorry.
No worries. Wagwan, Kalila.
Not bad. Not bad, actually. In Belize, we say Wagwan.
Oh, wow. I will butcher that today. I'm going to try it and hit you that next time.
All right, cool. So today we are talking about TikTok, right? One of my favorite platforms right now. One of my favorite growth platforms right now. First of all, how many users are on TikTok?
Listen, it has exploded. I'm not even too sure the last time I checked, it's one of the fastest growing platforms right now, and it's set to outpace YouTube activations this year. So it is the fastest growing platform by far, but I don't have the exact number as to the amount of users on the TikTok platform right now.
Nuff, just say it's nuff. But in terms of, like, are Caribbean people really using TikTok like that, though?
Yes, they are. And I mean, I think as people have started to realize that the growth on Instagram is next to nothing, people are flocking to TikTok because right now TikTok's organic growth is so ridiculous that anybody who's doing anything even remotely trendy can really build a following. So Caribbean people are flocking over to TikTok with over the last 2 years.
There's this perception though that TikTok is for kids. Like, what, I resisted TikTok for a long time because I thought, you know, this is the teenagers are into TikTok. It's a bunch of dancing. You know, everybody's dancing and singing on TikTok. Is that a misconception?
No, it is actually not. I think what people fail to realize is the history of TikTok. TikTok was Musical.ly. That was a Chinese social media platform, Musical.ly, that was for kids. That was for kids doing all of their singing and dancing videos until the Chinese company ByteDance took it over and turned it into TikTok a couple of years ago. So it started off as a platform for kids singing and dancing, and it just evolved over the last 2 years because of the pandemic.
So what is it now? Why should businesses now be interested in TikTok?
So I think there's a lot of reasons to be interested in TikTok. I'll give you the reason why I started to double down on TikTok this year. I registered my TikTok account December 2019. I probably made maybe five videos from December 2019 to the end of last year. Five videos in total. And I wasn't really feeling it because I did not see how I could make edutainment content on the platform at that particular point in time. Let me tell you where I was like, nah, I have to figure this out. The minute in the search engine optimization groups and circles that I'm in, the minute it was announced that TikTok and Google are working on a partnership for data sharing where Google is going to start indexing TikTok videos, at that point in time, it automatically became, I must focus on the platform because for me, I'm all about building your digital presence and building your digital footprint. And if TikTok videos are going to be indexed by the search engines, then I have to figure out TikTok.
You know, that's a really, really important and interesting point. So now when you search for stuff online, just on regular Google, TikTok videos are coming up in the search engine results. I recently got a Google alert on myself from a TikTok I did, and that's like insane. That wasn't happening a year ago. So how do I as a business then leverage this platform? Like, how do I use it? Because it may seem so alien and so foreign to a lot of people in your traditional marketing.
Mm-hmm. So I think what scares businesses is that this is a platform where, number one, you cannot do static images. Static images aren't going to work. So you can't just go and outsource a advertising firm or a graphic artist, have them do static graphics, post it, then put some money behind it and boost it and hope to get some type of return. This is a platform where you have to now do video, right? So that scares a lot of businesses. So for one, this is a platform where your creativity, you got to figure out, you know, how to be creative and solve problems for your audience, but do it in an entertaining and educating way. The second thing is understanding that the fact that Google is going to be indexing TikTok videos, and you can also repurpose the TikTok video. So I would do a 60-second TikTok video, remove the TikTok watermark, and then upload it to YouTube Shorts, because YouTube Shorts is part of YouTube and it automatically gets indexed by the search engines. So you could repurpose the TikTok content across three different platforms, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and Instagram Reels, and start to really spread your digital presence building across three big gigantic platforms. So I think that's the big advantage as to why businesses need to start leveraging TikTok, and that's just going to help them with their searchability when people are going on the search engines like a Google, typing in their question or query, and then your short form video is popping up.
Yeah, I've been having a whole lot of fun with TikTok, as you could probably tell.
Yes, I love it. Let me tell you,
it is really, really effective in generating not just leads, but even sales. Like, there's a hashtag, Karen, I don't know if you heard about it, the hashtag TikTok made me buy it.
Yeah.
Have you seen that
yes.
one?
Yes.
And there's
yes.
a whole bunch of products that TikTok made people, like people saw these products first on TikTok. They went viral yes. on TikTok and then,
yes.
you know, they flooded the websites, websites crashed and sales just went through the roof. And so that's, it's really interesting to be, you know, part of your new marketing strategy. There's another saying that I keep hearing as well in marketing circles. They say, don't make ads, make TikToks. What does that mean?
Don't make ads, make TikToks, because ads have traditionally been hard selling. Hey, we have headphones, buy the headphones. A TikTok video is going to force you to say, how can I make this a product that somebody wants? How can I make this desirable? How can I make it fun? How can I show people in a creative way that my product solves a need? So, and then you have to do it in a video format. So hard selling, the good news is that if you're hard selling on TikTok, nobody engages. So the algorithm and the market is going to tell you right away, hey, we don't care to be hard sold on this platform. So you are going to be rewarded by having fun, being creative, solving a problem, and also showing people something that they can desire and they can obtain with your product and making it fun. But if you hard sell, you're just not going to get no engagement. That's just going to get buried in the algorithms.
Yeah, TikTok likes to see people just being themselves, just being unique. They don't like to see anything that looks overproduced. They don't want to say, hey, look at these headphones. It costs $29.99 and it has great amplification. And no.
Yeah, I think the key word that you have there is they don't want the over-editing.
Right.
They don't want the over-editing. So now this is good.
Lots of user-generated content does great on TikTok. They want you, Karen, saying, hey, check, these are headphones I use every day. It's really cool. Not even that. You know,
not even
you
that. Just bump into
it, and at the end, somewhere, it just says, by the yes. way, it's this brand or whatever, you know?
Correct. And to add to that, the other thing is that I started to smile, a very big smile, when I jumped into my HubSpot and I'm looking at where leads are coming from, and I've started to see tracking from TikTok. Leads are showing up in my HubSpot for where the leads are coming from. And I thought
you gotta give us this trick. What is HubSpot? What's that?
Oh boy, that is a marketer's Swiss Army knife. So HubSpot does a lot of different things, but the main for this purpose of our conversation, if you have your website, if you have your social media platforms, when people are coming to your website and they subscribe to your website, your website's email list, HubSpot is then going to track, where did that lead come from? Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from Google? Did it come from Bing, Instagram, TikTok? It's tracking that. It's also going to show you what was the initial page that brought them to that, to subscribe to your website. Was it an article on Google? Was it a feature? Was it something from people read on somebody else's website and they clicked the link and it brought them back to your website? HubSpot's tracking where all of your attribution is coming from, and it's going to show you in a report which platforms are bringing you the most leads and website subscribers. And also, if your website is e-commerce ready, it's going to track the amount of money each subscriber is spending through your platform.
What?
And that's just 1% of what HubSpot does. That's 1%, if even that.
And that's how you do a TikTok.
Exactly. Exactly.
You just generically talk about something and post it on TikTok. And that's the type of stuff that blows up on TikTok.
That blows up. Turn the camera around. Show yourself actually doing the motions. And you don't have to sell. You don't have to sell HubSpot. I would just show me doing a simple thing in HubSpot. And that could be a 60-second video. I take that video, upload it to Instagram Reels, upload it to YouTube Shorts. I'm across three different platforms, and that short form content is Googleable. Booyah.
Well, you said it for us. We're definitely going to check it out. Thank you so much, Karen.
No problem.
Here's a recap of Karen's key points. TikTok is currently the fastest growing platform and is set to outpace YouTube activations this year. Businesses need to figure out how to provide entertaining and educational content to make TikTok work in their favor. Google will be indexing TikTok videos, giving business pages more opportunities to appear in regular Google search. Businesses can repurpose their TikTok videos and upload them to YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels once the TikTok watermark is removed.
That's it for this episode of Money Moves JA, brought to you in partnership with Exim Bank's Business Advisory Service, giving you the tools to grow your business. Visit their website at eximbankja.com and visit my website at kalilareynolds.com for a summary of this episode. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Until next time.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the DigiBoss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.